Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Samech Amr Beis with the words of Amar of Ashi. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara was again trying to discuss in the case we had the Ibailahu when a person says Konim Yain Shani Toim Yom Mai, because is it like Kehayom, which is like Yom Echad, or is it not? So that's the question of our discussion. Was how are we going to view it? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi Tashma. We can bring a raya based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to be later on. The Mishnah tells us, Konim Yain Shani Toim Hashana. If a person makes a neder and says, wine that's going to be a konim upon me in regards to my tasting it for the year, Nis Arba Hashana Asarba Uvi Ibura. If they ended up adding in a leap year, they added in a month. Again, we're talking about the time where they would be Mekadesh Al Pi Hara'iyah. Now we have this set calendar set in by Hillel, but in the times of the Tanaim, they were still being Mekadesh Al Pi Hara'iyah, where two Eidim were coming and coming to the Sanhedrin and testifying that they saw the new moon. So the halacha is, if a person makes a neder about this year, and then they added a month after his neder, so the halacha is that you're going to be usher in Adar Sheni as well, and it's going to be usher for that extra month is going to be included in your neder. So now the Gemara asks, Heichi Dami, now what is exactly the case of this Mishnah Ravashi is pointing out? Turning on to Samech Aleph Amud Aleph now, Ilema Kedikatani. You're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case as we're just the simple fact that you said for the year, for the Shana, Lama Limimra, that's, why do I need to teach you this Chiddush? It's Pashut that it'd be usher to taste wine all year round because they added a month. That's considered that year. That is definitely part of your neder. You said the lashon of shana, which is this year. That's comparable to the lacha of listening by the day. What is the conclusion of that day? Conclusion of that year. So since you ushered the entire year until Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious that you should assume it's till Rosh Hashanah, even if they added a month. Ella lav d'amar shana. So it must be that the chiddush of this mishnah is this very point that you said shana. You didn't say the lashon of that we just thought that a person says shana shani toim hashana. Rather, you used the lashon of shana, which was the vague lashon for a year, and it wasn't sure the mishnah was to tell you a year is like is telling you that it's good for this point that the term of shana is like hashana, and therefore is going to indicate even a year, even if it was extended. And that's what we mean, and therefore you would be chayev in the extra month. And therefore we're nifshat the suffix. So then what do we see? Alma shana ki hashana dami, that the lashon of a year is similar to the lashon of the year. V'yom nami kehayom dami, and therefore we could also assume that saying a day is like kehayom, and therefore it's going to be permitted after tseisaku chavim. So the Gemara rejects Rav Ashi. Says the Gemara, lo. No, really, la'olam da'amar hashana. The Mishnah is really talking about a case where we said that the person says the year. Aye, so what's the chiddush? Remind the same. What would I have said? I would have said the following: Halech acharov hashanim, that you should go after most of the years. When a person is making a neder at the beginning of the year Rosh Hashanah, and again the mekadesh al piriya, so he had no idea that they were going to making this year a leap year. There's different factors that the Gemara in Sanhedrin at length tells us, different factors at which we will be ma'abir the shana. So he didn't know that those factors are going to kick in and they were going to extend the year. So therefore, v'lo isbu ibar, most years do not have a leap year. Most years are not a leap year. We know that the cycle is, 7 in 19 years, right? That the calendars are come back to exactly the same. That's why a person's birthday, it depends if he's born a night and day, but it's always going to be every 19 years. He's either going to be the day off for that day is his birthday, because that's when the Hebrew calendar and the solar year and the lunar year, they come back together based on the amount of times that we do a leap year. So that's roughly a third, a little bit less, a little bit more often than a third, but roughly only a third of the years are going to be leap years. So therefore, I would have thought, velo isbu ibar, most years do not have a leap year added to them. So when the person made the neder, he only meant for a 12-month period. And if he only meant for a 12-month period, so what happened should be, is after the end of Av, which was 12 months, right, because they added a leap year that year, I would have thought, the havamina to think, that it would now be mutter to be able to eat, to drink wine. Kamash once, therefore Mishnah teaching you, that's the chiddush, that the lashon of Hashanah always indicates the calendaric year, and therefore, even if they had a month, which I would have thought maybe he didn't anticipate that in his neder, still a person is going to be chayav the entire month. So basically, we have no proof from the Mishnah. How do we say the lashon of shana? And the Ran points out, as he does, he always quotes halacha, which is nice when you see the Ran, you get the halacha. Since we leave this ibay delo, it's a question which is not answered. We have to be machmir because it's a lashon of neder, which is daraisa. So safek daraisa luchamra. Fine. Another question. Ibailu. Amar yayin she'ani toim yovel. If a person says wine, it's going to be konem regards to this yovel cycle. Now yovel is every 50 years. So now my shnas chamishim kelifnei chamishim el klachar chamishim. How are we going to view the 50th year? Is that year considered like the last year of the preceding cycle, and therefore it should be part of his neder, or it's like already part of the yovel year, is already part of the next cycle, and therefore it's going to be not part of his neder? So the question becomes: is how are we going to establish really what how do we view that yovel? So the Gemara points out that this is really machlokas. How do we view yovel? Tashma. Detana plucked the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan and the Braisa. The pasuk says, "V'chidasht v'chidashtem eshnasa chamishim shana." You should be mekadesh the 50th year, and it should be a yovel for you. That implies eshnas chamishim atamona. That with respect to the shemitah cycles, you're going to count yovel as the 50th year. V'atamona eshnas chamishim vachas. You don't get yovel as the 51st year. And meaning it's not part of the subsequent shemitah cycle. Mikanamru yovel eno ol leminyan. That the Yovel years are not counted as one of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yovel Ola Minyan Shavua. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yovel year is counted as one of the 7 years. That the 50th year, which follows the 7 complete Shemitah cycles, is the first year, the 8th year of the Shemitah cycle. So it comes out that it's counted as the first year of the new Yovel cycle. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be that his neder is clearly not including that Yovel year, because it's already part of the next 7 cycles, whereas the Rabbanan would lechora hold that it would be part of his neder. And now the Gemara just continues the Braisa, the quote of the Braisa, Amru la Rabbi Yehuda, Hare Omer Sheish Shanim Tizra Sedecha. The Pasuk says, for 6 years you're going to plow, but the 7th year is going to be, right, Tashnash, what's the lesson? It's Sheshanim Tizra Sedecha, Sheshanim Tizra Karmecha, Vasavtas Tavasa, and then the Hemshach of the Pasuk is that Tashnash Shvi'is is going to be Shemitah. So the Gemara points out the Braisa Vein Kan Ela Chamish. But according to your view, that in the first there are only 5 Shemitah cycles following the Yovel year, only 5 consecutive years which you are plowing your field. Because if that was again according to Rav Yehuda, if the Yovel year was counted, so and it's counted as year 1, you only have 5 more years till you get to the Shemitah. So the Gemara says, Amar Lahem, but Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, according to you, L'divreichem, it's not any better, though, the same question. Harei Omer Vasisis Atvua Shalosh Shanim. The Pasuk says, with regards to Yovel years, that in the 6th year is going to produce a crop which is sufficient for 3 years. So you're going to ask, what are we going to eat? The Torah then promises you they're going to have 3 years' worth. Harei Kan Arba, but yet at the end of the seventh, that's on a normal Shemitah year. But on the Yovel year, though, the year follows the Shemitah, you need 4 years of harvest that's going to be enough. Because the last Shemitah cycle prior to Yovel, you have to have that crop is going to have enough for the next year and the year after, and then the first year's Shemitah cycle is going to be in the 9th year when it comes out. So the Gemara points, so Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, you're right, meaning you have to admit that pasuk is not referring to the regular year of Yovel, and therefore, because it would have to be for 4 years in the Yovel year, and also, according to me, also, he says, that also I am going to be referring to the other Shemitah cycles. So the Rambam, how do we passing like this? The Rambam passing is like Rabbanan, that at the end of the day, the Shemitah, the Yovel is not included in part of the count. So that's how the Rambam wants to tie it out. So the big question is that in Bayis Sheni, the Rambam assumes, if we do the Cheshbon, we know exactly when the Chorban of Bayis was in the year count. So the Rambam just points out, though, that at the end of the day, the Mesorah from the Geonim, that there was no Yovel in Bayis Sheni. That's what the Rambam says, that the Mesorah from the Geonim, and therefore we should, he says, I didn't have this Mesorah, but I'm going to accept the Geonim. So it's one of those, I remember Talbot's one of those this year, is like the Ravid never gives him a break, right? Even Shecht always likes to say that the Ravid was always attacking the Rambam, even in his Akdama, or the Rambam writes this Mishnah Torah, if you have my Sefer, you don't need any other books, even in his forward, like no person, if you have a book review, Lahavdil, if you have a book review and a person is discussing a book, he's not going to write, I really didn't like his introduction where he thanked his parents and he was telling why he wrote this book. Like, no one, that even give him a break because he'll talk about the book itself. So even there, the Rambam attacks him in the introduction to the Sefer. So here's another example. The Rambam writes, basically, he thinks the halacha should be that there was Yovels, but the Geonim have this Masorah. Okay, so I'm going to be Mevatel myself to the Geonim. That's what Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah. So the Rabbi says, no. Where you were right, Rambam. You shouldn't have mevatel your das to them. So even though Rambam was like taking a step back and saying, I think the halacha is A, but I'm going to be mevatel my das to B. So the rabbi comes in and says, no, you were really right. You should have kept A. So it's just funny. So that's, I believe, if I remember correctly, I remember hearing that I think from Rav Berawine, that the Chazon Ish wanted to pass in like this Rambam, that not like the Masorah of the Geonim, and he wanted therefore held that the Shemitah was really on a different year. I think based on this. I definitely remember hearing Shmuel that he thought that Shemitah should be on a different year. I'm assuming it's based on this machlokas, but he ended up thinking that was too much. That he didn't. I don't think maybe on himself he was actually machmir. So I don't know which other year it comes out to be. But that was the shita. That's a very interesting shita. Myself, we again go with the Masorah of the Gaon, and that's why we hold that we just had a Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. It was this past year that was based on that Masorah. Fine. So now we're going to the Vayta. The Mishnah told us that Ada Pesach is Aser. Until Pesach is Aser. However, if you say Ad Lifnei Pesach, Rabbi Meir says it's going to be only until Pesach comes in, whereas Rabbi Yossi says until the Pesach is over. So the Gemara assumes that the Machlokas, the Yisod Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is dependent upon whether a person can say things 100%. When he's saying something, he meant it unequivocally. Did he really mean what he said, or is it he left it open for interpretation? So the Gemara points out, a person does not have ambiguous wording, and therefore he definitely meant 100% that it should be until before Pesach. Turning on to the next Amud now, so the Gemara says, Lesveka. Sorry, I read it one sentence, like just the Amud got me confused. Loma el anish nafshi lesveka. That person doesn't leave himself in an uncertain expression. He's 100% sure with what he says. Rabbi Yossi savar mayel anish nafshe lesfeik. Or as Rabbi Yossi understands that a person does sometimes place himself in a situation of doubt in his lashon. So accordingly, the neder may refer to any time which is going to be before any part of Pesach, even the last moment of the last second of Pesach. So the Gemara points out that this is the chor astira from a Mishnah in Kiddushin. We have a stira with the Mishnah in Kiddushin. What does the Mishnah in Kiddushin tell us? Mi sheyesh lo shtei kitei banos mishtei nashim. A person, Reuven, married Sarah, and he has two daughters, Rachel and Leah, from Sarah. Then he marries Rivka, and he has Yocheved and Dina from the other two. So he has again two older. He got divorced. The Gemara assumes that he got divorced from the first ones. They were older. He has these two older girls, and he remarries, and he marries Rivka, and he has Yocheved and Dina. He has these other two sets of girls. So what happened? So he has four daughters. V'amar kidash yisbid ha'gadola. We know that a person, midaraisa, is allowed to marry off his daughter. The halacha is that the person is allowed to marry off his daughter, and the kiddushin is chal on the level of daraisa. The marriage of a brother and a mother in the place where the father's not alive, then that's the din darabanan. But the din daraisa applies that she's fully married on a level daraisa where the man marries off. So he says, I married off my daughter, Biti Agdola, my older daughter, and I don't know I don't know who I meant. There's three possibilities of who it could be. He says, I either meant my oldest daughter, Kipshuto, the daughter I had from Sarah. So I had Rachel, it was either Rachel. Or maybe I even meant Leah, because Leah is older than all my daughters from my second marriage. So maybe I meant even Leah. And the other option is maybe I meant actually the gedola of my marriage with my marriage in our example that we had with Rivka. Maybe I meant Yocheved, the older daughter from my second marriage, Yocheved. So the Mishnah tells us, so im gedola shebegdolos, as I just pointed out, that maybe it meant my second daughter Leah from my first marriage because she's older than those other two girls. The halacha is kulan asuros chutz min ktanos shebegdolos. All three of these girls. Dehainu, in our example, it's going to be Rachel, the oldest daughter, is Aser Leah, because she's older than the other two daughters from his second marriage, and Yocheved. Yocheved, who's the oldest daughter from the marriage of Rivka, in our example, all three of those daughters are going to be Aser, as opposed to Chutz Min Aktana Min Shebaktana. The only one that's Mutter is no one, there's no way of interpreting Dina, the youngest daughter, as any older of anything. She's the youngest. So according to this, Devar Rav Meir's understanding that a person's words can be left for ambiguity. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulan Mutaras. Rabbi Yossi says that all the daughters are going to, in fact, be permitted to marry everybody else. Chutz min agdolos shebegdolos. He only clearly meant the oldest of his elder daughters. When he had that lashon of marrying the elder daughter, he clearly meant to specify that he meant his eldest daughter, and that's what he meant. And that's who he married off. A person doesn't put himself in a certain position. So therefore, the father must have meant the eldest of all of his daughters. So that's what we mean over here. So the Chora, we understand that the Rabbi Yossi is the Tana who understands from here that a person does make his declarations to be interpreted in a manner that is 100% clear, whereas Rabbi Meir is the one who leaves room for ambiguity, and therefore you have to be machmir in what he says. So therefore, this is contradicting our Mishnah, in which the positions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi seemingly are the opposite to this. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Avdimi Amar Rav, Mukhlefes Hashita, that our Mishnah must be fixed and flipped around meaning the shita of Rabbi Meir is in fact the shita of Rabbi Yossi, while Rabbi Yossi is in fact Rabbi Meir. In our Mishnah, we're flipping our Mishnah. And how do we know that? Because we're going to see from the following Mishnah, Vatanya, as we point out, or Brisa, we pointed out many times in Maseches Nedarim, when you say Vatanya, it really means that it's a raya. Here also, behold, we learned in the Brisa, meaning a raya for this, Zeklal, calls Shemana Kriva, any event which is set. A person his duration is known beforehand and doesn't vary. So Pesach is an example, which is an event which is clear for 7 days. So the lacha is ve'omer ad lifnei. The person says he making his neder until before. So then Rabbi Meir Omer ad sheyetzer. Rabbi Meir understands that the neder is going to remain in force until it is over. Rabbi Yossi Omer ad sheyagio. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says until it arrives. So therefore, Rabbi Meir is understanding that we do leave a person to ambiguity, whereas Rabbi Yossi is understanding that we do not. And therefore, we flip our Mishnah. That's what we see from over here. We flip our Mishnah. Very good. Next part, next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, continuing out of Katzer, a person is getting Asring wine, like we had in the previous Mishnah, is Asring wine until the time of the reaping, where you reap the grains. Out of Batzer, or until the harvest of the grapes, or out of Mesik, is using Lashon of Mesika and Lashon of Batzer, the same, it's just the different... grapes is always harvesting, is batir, and mesika is always, mesik is always until olives. So that's, mesik is until olive harvest. Eno asr ela achiagia. In all these examples, he's gonna be asr only to drink wine until the harvest arrives. Until the start of the harvest. So the Mishnah continues, zeklal, kol zman shemana kavua. Any event which is a set time. So then, ve'amar achiagia, and he says, my neder is gonna be until this event arrives. Asr achiagia is gonna be asr only until the event arrives. Although the event may continue for some time, the neder is over as soon as the event is beginning. Omer Achi, however, if he said, let my neder be intact until it is that time or event, Asra Achi Yetzis, so then that Lashon is indicative of the fact that it must be until it concludes. V'chol She'ein Zmano Kavua, but if the event whose time is not set, Bein Amar Achi Yeh, whether the Madir said, let my neder remain until it is, or Bein Amar Achi Yagia, so Eno Eser Ala Achi Yagia, then both those examples is going to be Eser only until the event actually kicks in. People, therefore, because they're generally careful to make an open-ended commitment, since the event over here, the Madir is of uncertain duration, we have to assume that the Madir intended his neder to remain in effect only until the start of the event, rather than to be machmir himself to have no definite time limit. Therefore, until it is this event, usually means until the during the event. Whereas the expectation during the approaching event is we're understanding that the expression is meaning until the event is arrived. That's how the Ran understands this point from the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. Ad hakayitz. If a person says until the fig harvest, ad shiya kayitz, and also says until it is fig harvest time. Ad shet yaschilu wa'am la'achnis b'chalkalos. He's usher in both these cases only until the people begin to gather the fruit in the baskets, which is going to be the start of the harvest. Since the harvest is an event which duration varies from year to year, the neder is going to be over as soon as the harvest begins, even if the madir made it clear that his neder is remaining in effect until the lashon of ad shiyeh. That's the point over here. Ad shiavar kaitz, however, if he says until the fig harvest is over, so then ad shek bilu amikto. So then the neder is going to remain in effect until the harvesters are literally folding the knives. They're putting them away, meaning that they had these special knives were used to trim these figs. So these knives, and when they're putting them away, it means that the time where it's over. Until that time, his neder would be kicking in. So the Mishnah just tells us, Tana, we learned in Braisa, kalkala shamru, kalkala shel te'ein. In the basket which the Rabbanan are talking about is a basket of figs, velo kalkala shel navina, but not a basket of grapes. We told us that when someone says adakayetz, it means until the picking. That means, specifically, we're talking about that of figs and not of grapes. Tanya, we also learn in the Braisa, hanoder meperos hakayetz. If a person makes a neder to abstain from the fruits of picking kayetz, ein osr elo b'te'inim is only osr from figs. That's a similar Braisa. However, Rav Shimon Galila says, anovim b'chal te'inim, no, grapes are included with respect to this neder, in the same category of v'machmer on the time of grapes as well. So the Gemara says, my time of the Tanakama, what's the Yasod HaMachlokas over here? What's the reason Tanakama is asering only figs? Kasavar te'ini miktasan biyada, because he understands that figs are picked from the tree by hand. Anavim lo miktasan biyada, whereas grapes are not picked by hand, but rather they're cut from the vine in a cluster using knives. So therefore the term kayetz picking is applicable only to figs, but not to grapes. As opposed to, Rav Shimon Galil savar, anavim nami kimerdan miktasan biyada, since grapes too, once their stems are thoroughly dry out, they're commonly picked by hand, they require no harvesting implemented, so therefore the grapes are therefore included in the category of things which are you're going to be picking, and that's why he's machmir. So the Mishnah says, Ad shevar kayetz ad sheikh v'la miktos. So the Madr says, until the fig harvest passes, the neder is going to remain in effect until the knives are folded and stored away. Tana, we learn, Ad sheikh v'la rova miktos. Our Mishnah means only most of the times people's knives are stored away. Even if the Madr himself completed his old fig harvest and folded his knife, the neder is still going to remain enforced because other people are still have their knives open. Only when it is considered over, which is rove of the people putting it away, is his neder not going to be chal anymore. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, I'll pick up with Tana, Hukpalu, rove, and Mektuos, and Mirtz Hashem, in tomorrow's daf.